It's big announcement time.
Drum roll, please.
We are going on tour.
Just, yay!
Northern News, live around the North.
Of course it's around the North.
We're not doing any Southern dates on this tour.
No way. We are going to the big ones, our big ones in the North. We're going Sheffield.
23rd of June.
We're going Hull.
26th of June.
We're going Leeds.
27th of June.
And we're rounding it off in Manchester.
On the 28th of June.
What a week.
Oh my God. We've done some live shows in Edinburgh and London. And we love them so much.
They're so much fun.
We do little fun headlines. There's slides. There's visuals.
Oh, it's brilliant. We can't wait to do it. And we can't wait to see you there. We'll see you in person. You'll see us in person.
You'll see our faces. You'll see whatever attempt at merch I've cobbled together in a shed.
So get your tickets now for the Northern News live tour at plosive.co.uk. That is plosive.co.uk.
We're going to get chunked out of our beans.
Let's do it.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to Northern News, a podcast with me, Ian Smith.
Amy Gledhill. I'm from a lovely little place called Hull.
And I'm from the thinking man's Pontefract, Ghoul.
And we've been living in London, much to our family's shame, for too long.
So, we're going to be trawling the newspapers to find out all the stories we've missed from the North.
This is Northern News! Hello!
Straight in.
To Northern News.
Northern News.
News. I'm Amy Gledhill. I am with...
Ian Smith.
There he is. I can see him. He's real. Ian, what have you been up to this week?
I've been dying to tell you about this, even though I think it won't be as funny. But we're in a pub after recording an episode of the News Quiz on Radio 4.
Clang.
And this girl who worked at the bar, towards the end of the night, she starts collecting everyone's like pint glasses. I'm looking at this stack of pint glasses, I'm thinking, and usually I don't think you can say this, but in my head I was thinking, steady on, girl. Steady on, girl. She's got a big old, so it's like above the shoulder at this point, and it's getting up to like her head, so it's like above the head, and it's arching a little bit. You're thinking, she knows what she's doing. Who am I to say? I'm not going to mansplain collecting glasses to a barmaid.
No.
I would never do that. But what I would do, as it started to arch a bit, I said, I don't know how many more you can get in there. And I don't know whether I jinxed it or if she took it as a challenge. And as she turns around, it just starts arching back. And you're kind of hoping that, yeah, but the way the pint glasses are, they just sort of catch each other.
Yeah.
But then it just started falling. I'd say she dropped minimum 15 pint glasses that all just smashed on the floor. We're talking minimum. Minimum 15. Glass goes like everywhere. It's like the whole floor is just glass. Yeah, it was just a disaster. And the girl looked so sad and come back and was like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. But part of me was thinking, if I'm being brutally honest,
do it.
You a fucking idiot, mate. Do you know how many pint glasses you had in a stack, you fucking twat? It was dangerous. She wasn't even holding them like lower down.
Yeah.
So your shoulder axe. Listen, and as I said, I don't want to mansplain to this barmaid, but she fucked it.
Ian,
big time.
Ian, have you ever been a glass collector?
No, I haven't.
So I feel like you're backseat driving here.
Well, yeah, but that's like saying, right, you've just smashed into the back of a lorry. You've flipped the car. It's flipped round 6 times. Then you go down an embankment, you're in the passenger seat, and you say to the driver, I think you could have done a bit sort of less speed down that corner. And they're like, ah! stop explaining me how to drive. This was a disaster. What's happened in your week?
Right, well, do you know what? We don't really talk about our work that much, I would say, in this, which I like. But there's something happened this week that I just have to mention. And Ian, I'm not going to lie to you, it's a hell of a clang.
Oh, shit.
It's a hell of a clang.
Big clang coming.
Ian.
Oh, fuck.
I met, in real life...
Tom Jones.
No, that, I mean, you've ruined my clang. Do you know what? Forget it.
Is it lower than Jones?
Do you know what? Is it lower than Jones? How many people in the world are higher than Jones?
Cliff Richard?
No, lower than Jones.
Oh, really? I'm sorry, Amy.
Go on.
We'll edit out Jones. Who was it?
You name me now five people higher on the list than Jones.
The Queen. God.
Dead. Probably dead.
Yeah, I can't. But I'd probably think anyone in comedy higher than Jones. I don't know what the fuck about Tom Jones.
Well, this isn't a comedian.
Oh.
It's a pop star.
Who'd you meet?
Ian, I met a pussycat doll.
Oh.
You see, if you want to say Jones.
No, I don't think I'm bothered about the pussycat dolls, to be honest.
The pussycat dolls?
Which one?
Kimberly, the blonde one. Don't ya? Do-do-do, don't ya?
Is that her bit?
No, I don't know whose bit's what. A pussycat dollian.
Yeah.
They're from America.
Oh, hang on, what? And what was the context? What did they say? What did they do?
We were both guests on a show and I didn't know who I was guesting with. And I'm sat, and Ian, if I'm honest, I'm sat in a tracksuit and I'm eating a packet, a mini packet, but a packet no less, of mini cheddars. Mini cheddars. Double mini cheddars. And I'm scoffing. Oh, they're delicious. I'm doing the thing where you suck off the coating. Suck them till they break fundamentally. The structure of it crumbles and you're like, now I'm ready to swallow. That's how I do my cheds.
I'm going to edit a different question into this. Why did your last boyfriend leave you? I suck them off until they break fundamentally.
Now I'm ready to swallow. Anyway, I was halfway through my mini, mini cheds. In comes a pussycat doll looking like an angel from the sky. Do you know when you see that kind of celebrity, you know, like you got your Tom Jones, your pussycat dolls, you know, that level, and they look different.
They just look better than us.
People.
Yeah, yeah.
She was so beautiful. And she came over and I'd taken some mini cheddars out of the packet and I was holding them in my hand. We went to hug, right? And I didn't know what to do with these mini cheddars.
No.
I don't want to hug her and put mini cheddars on her clothes because they're probably worth more than my life. So I just like flung them in my mouth and then sort of was hugging her with like cheesy fingertips and like, oh, hello, nice to meet you, like cheesy mini cheddars. And I just thought...
Just hear you crunching them in her ear.
Yeah. And she was like, you need to suck them till they fundamentally break. Do you know what I mean?
She sounds all right.
She was great. She was a joy. She was lovely. So that's what I've done this week. I've met a pussycat doll.
Hey, up, cock.
What's been going on in the north?
Well, I want to tell you about a story that I've been looking forward to talking about for ages.
Ooh.
Because the headline is Man Fumes as Stranger Keeps Yelling Porridge Through His Letterbox. There's a man.
Yeah.
And someone keeps shouting porridge through his letterbox and he's like at the end of his tether.
Wait,
he says,
someone keeps shouting porridge. I thought posting porridge.
No.
Just shouting the word porridge.
It's the torment as a mystery stranger keeps yelling porridge through his letterbox. And the quote is, I'm at my wit's end. If this is you, grow up.
My God.
It's gone from yelling to screaming. Screaming porridge. His wit's end. And he's pleading with the porridge whisperer, he's been called, to stop. Well, is he whispering? Is he screaming?
Yeah, mate, mind up.
Yeah.
What are these decibels? We want to know. We demand to know the truth.
We want to know the decibels. but it's on a, like... This is in Halifax, and there's a Facebook group, and he's written, Apologies if this post is not allowed, but I'm wanting to get to the bottom of this as I'm at my wit's end. I live at Range Court Flats in Boothtown. And for the
don't
past...
give your address away.
Yeah, if you
if
don't
you're saying,
want people.
I'm having an awful time with people coming up to my front door and shouting things through. Where can you find my front door? Good question. It's this specific front door.
It's flat C, 51 Boothtown.
And you can absolutely shout things and run off. I will not catch you.
But I will have an audible mental breakdown that will be funny to you to hear. But yeah, for the past 3 weeks, someone is still... been opening my letterbox flap in the middle of the night.
Oh, God.
Getting up 3 a.m. Be like, yeah. Where are you going? Just have to shout porridge in some poor dickhead's house. And shouting and then capital letters, porridge!
Oh, God.
Right, but this is my favourite bit. And I'm going to, when it's capitals, I'm going to shout. And there's a bit of, like, tone that he gives. This is the quote. Sometimes it's porridge time, Papa Bear, through his letterbox.
Oh.
Or once it was, eat it before it goes cold, Papa. And then brackets, this bit said in a whisper, it's my special porridge. And he says, before you ask, no, porridge has not been left at any times. This is clearly an unwelcome visitor and I would like it to stop ASAP.
As soon as porridge.
As soon as porridge, he'd ate that. No! Beaming's possible!
I like that he said, and before you ask, no, porridge has not been left here at any time.
But it,
like,
will be
it
now.
It wasn't the question that I'm, you know, you want to know who's doing it, why they're doing it, why porridge. I'm not thinking, hang on a minute, whoa, has a packet of porridge been left there at any time?
He's been asked that so much.
Before, let me stop, I know what you're thinking. Before you ask, no. Oh, man. Yeah. Do you know what this reminds me of? Bobby Mayer's Chicken Wire.
Oh, yeah. Someone heckled him Chicken Wire. They've commented on every single one of his Facebook posts with Chicken Wire.
Yeah.
And he's gone down to the cafe and warehouse or whatever it was and shouted Chicken Wire in his face.
But what's happened is more people have started saying Chicken Wire.
To Bobby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
If you tell people what your weakness is, and you're literally saying, it really winds me up and I don't know how to make it stop, but you're going, this is what pisses me off and this is how you do it and I will not catch you.
Like going, oh, I really hate it when people come up behind me and go, boo. All everyone's thinking is, I'd love to go up behind that person and say boo.
No.
I'd love to.
Do you know what? If anyone's listening, just to get this out there in the open, what I really hate is people just giving me loads of money.
You hate that.
Hate that. Do you know what freaks me out? Seriously, people joining our Patreon.
Oh, don't join our Patreon.
It pisses me off.
That's worse than someone shouting through porridge through someone's letterbox.
So definitely don't do that. Don't go to patreon.com/northernnews. Oh, my God.
Don't stop typing it.
I'm sick of it.
Patreon time, Papa Bear.
It's my special Patreon. It's pissing it down. Okay, well, the theme, I found two articles. I found one article and then another article that links to it. And the theme is animals on the loose.
Oh, God.
So first of all, York. Police officers have rescued Goat Gary found in the streets.
Goat Gary.
Goat Gary.
Sounds like a nickname you'd give to someone who's done something with a goat. Oh, Goat Gary over there.
Goat Gary.
It's a good goat.
It's not bad,
impression.
Is it? I'm shocked myself. Or Goat, obviously greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Goat Gary.
The greatest Gary of all time.
He's either the greatest Gary of all time or he's an animal sex pest.
Yeah, you can't be both.
You can't be both.
You can't claim to be the greatest Gary and having sexual intercourse with a goat.
No.
Come on.
Yeah, come on, Gary, up your game. You're going to have to do more than tickle a few goat fannies to be the greatest of all time.
Tickle a few goat fannies. I wasn't expecting that phrase to come out. Even as you said tickle a few goat, I was like, I doubt the next word's going to be fannies.
Anyway.
So Gary the Goat's in York.
Gary the Goat's in York. He was just found in the streets. Residents reported it. The police came and they've taken him to a local farm where Gary's safe.
Oh, nice. And they've got a free goat, that
and
farm.
Well, and they've said if anyone's lost a goat, call and they'll work out.
Hmm.
But then I guess if you wanted a goat, you'd just say, I've lost my goat.
Yeah.
And you'd get a free goat.
Oh, yeah. I lost my goat.
I lost my goat. What did it look like? What did that goat look like? Yeah, just look like that, really.
What a suspicious thing to say. Like, I've gone lost probably, oh, I lost my bag today. What does your bag look like? Well, can I ask you a question? What do some of the bags you've got look like? So that one's been solved.
That one's been solved. Now, what it led me on to, I went down a bit of a rabbit hole, if you will, if we're on the animal theme. And I got reading about five theories that explain how a dead crocodile ended up in Merseyside. So what happened is, it's a massive crocodile and it's just found on the streets of Merseyside. It's dead, but it's huge. And some people say it was cut in half.
Oh.
And some people say it wasn't cut in half, but there's photos that prove both. So I guess what? Some photos have been taken and then somehow it's right. been cut in half.
Someone's taken a photo. They've had that thought we've all had. I wouldn't mind chopping this crocodile in half, actually, see what it's like.
We've all thought about that, haven't we?
Half a crocodile.
But what's it doing there?
What are you doing here, son? That'd be my first question to that chopped in half crocodile.
Oh, yeah.
You all right?
Okay, so some of the people think it maybe is the escape of an ill-advised pet.
Yeah.
Who's having a pet crocodile?
I guess some people do.
Who?
But
Ian?
Maybe you'd get a
Tell
little
me
one.
Who?
Jonathan.
Oh, yeah.
Moore.
Jonathan Moore?
Moore.
Moore?
Yeah. M-U apostrophe R-E.
Moore.
Yeah.
And what's Jonathan doing with this crocodile?
He's bought a little crocodile because then the babies probably look quite cute in his foot. And it's in its tank and it's just growing. And it grows to the point where the glass just shatters and he's thinking to himself, I don't know if I should have done this.
Yeah.
And he's just said, you know what? Piss off.
I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. I can't do this any Jonathan Moore. Well, is that not true? Is that not right?
It's not one of the things that they've suggested. One of the things is the tornado theory. A reader suggested that the reptile was minding its own business. It was minding its own business, Ian.
Just beep-a-dee-dee.
I'm a little croc and I'm walking around. Minding my own business, in foreign climes, when it was sucked into a tornado. The theory goes, after a presumably unpleasant journey across the seas, the animal was dumped on the streets of Liverpool.
Presumably unpleasant. Like, because from a tornado, and then it's gone like over like the Pacific Ocean, the crocodiles just be thinking like, this is fucked.
Yeah.
When I land, it's going to hurt.
Worse than Ryanair.
Well, I don't know. Their seats are uncomfortable.
They are uncomfortable. Mm. I'm glad you've said that.
So he's come.
So he's ended up. He's ended up in the streets of Liverpool, and people don't know how he got there, where he's come from.
Yeah, I don't think it's tornado.
It can't be. Can it?
Was that one of the theories?
No, it's not.
Zoo animal.
No, it's literally.
They've gone tornado before zoo.
Yeah, they've literally gone.
Fucking hell.
The theories are ill-advised pet. Yeah. Sure. Foul play.
That's just anything, isn't it? Super foul play.
Foul play. The tornado theory. God, that's number three. A stuffed croc. It's not a stuffed croc.
Well, you can see its fucking guts. It's stuffed
guts.
With organs and guts. We're all stuffed.
Somebody said, this is number five. It's actually a log. That's theory number five. It's actually a log.
Can I have a look at the picture again? No, that's a crocodile.
It's a crocodile.
It's got legs.
Well, it is 100% a crocodile, and even in the article that suggests that number five, it is actually a log, the next sentence is, this does ignore the evidence that it has eyes, feet and toes, along with a tail.
Yeah, I mean, it's not log. It's not coming a tornado.
No. Then I guess it only leaves foul play.
Foul play. Oh, some of that play has been foul!
I wouldn't like to say, have you seen a crocodile in real life?
I think I have, at the zoo.
I've seen one in the wild.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awful.
in Jamaica.
You told us about this.
Did I?
You shit yourself because you saw a crocodile like a fucking wimp.
What? Cut it in half, put it in my suitcase, dropped off in Liverpool. So who's off in now?
Yeah, I'm sure this is an early Northern News story that you saw a crocodile.
Yeah, I saw a crocodile in Jamaica.
Or maybe you've mentioned it to me, but I just feel like people are going to be annoyed if they listen and I'm going, yeah, you've already talked about that. Yeah. And what, a crocodile? No, you fucking haven't.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's the whole story.
I feel like I've heard you talk about crocodiles before.
Yeah, well, I probably have. I'm just reminding you, Ian.
Okay.
For God's sake. Put me in a tornado and take me home. I've had enough.
Imagine if that's how you got home. I was going to go tornado chasing when I didn't have an idea for my Edinburgh show. Yeah. All right, you know.
Yeah, you told me this. Now, you have said that and I was interested then and I'm even more interested now, Ian.
No, it doesn't matter. No, this whole podcast, fucked. How many episodes in the podcast? We're having a falling out now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mum, have you seen me Yorkshire puddings?
Now it's time for our special guest. We're joined by Sam Campbell, who is from Northern Australia, from Atherton, near the Crystal Caves.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, that sounds fancy.
It's a very well-reviewed tourist attraction on Google.
Some companies, you know, will do them, hire someone to do their, to write up nice reviews for their business. Crystal Caves would never do such things. These are real people with real stories about a real cave.
126 out of the 1,044 reviews of the Crystal Caves include the word crystals. Only 126.
Oh, yeah. I mean, probably amethysts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Geodes. Yeah. Oh.
Ooh.
Geodude.
Favorite Pokemon?
Geodude.
It's got to be.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a bit of a fan of his older brother, Graveler.
If you could evolve something, what would you ideally have?
That's a big question, Ian.
If you were going to like your next stage, what would... Because usually with Pokemon, it's just like an extra arm or something.
Oh.
Or like a bigger head.
Yes. My evolution, everything I've got on the front, I'll have on the back. So eyes, nose, mouth, we'll have all of those.
As well as what you've already got on the front?
Yes.
Two.
Yeah.
And would you have...
I'm sick of turning around at the end of the day.
Would you still have... the stuff on your back, and then this on top of it. So, like, would you still have a hair on the back of your head and eyes
yes,
and nose
yes,
in there?
So people go, okay. Oh, that guy's got a hairy face. Well, no, he's one of these new double-sided people.
Right, yes, yeah.
That are popping up.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you're not the only one that's double-sided.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be an army of us.
Mm.
And you one-sided people better watch out. Yeah.
We should say Sam is in the studio with us. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not exciting for podcast listeners.
I demanded to come in. Producer Anya said, well, you don't have to come in. And I said, I'm coming in. He said, we do them over the phone. I said, well, I'd like to come in. I just don't have enough community in my life.
Come on in. We're happy
nice
to have you.
These connections.
So tell us about, is there a divide in the north and south of Australia?
We don't use those words, really. Okay. Northern people. Like, here people like, I don't trust northern people,
sure.
Whatever they say. But, yeah, because I'm from Queensland, and there would be maybe a bit of stigma. Like, people be like, Queenslanders are stupid. Yeah. And we changed our state motto to the smart state. It used to be the sunshine state, and then we changed it to the smart state, and everyone's like, do you know what I mean? You don't want to say that.
But is that what, because people were calling people from Queensland stupid?
Yeah, stupid.
And they're like, well, you're stupid.
We're the smart state. But I do like the northern people of the UK in the times I've encountered them.
Mm.
And I think the stuff people say that they're, you know, that they're wrong and they're hideous has got to stop. Stop this stuff.
You've been to Australia quite a lot, right? Have you been to Queensland?
I've been once.
Oh, I thought you'd been a few times.
No, I went to Adelaide and I was going to go to Melbourne. No, I've been to Brisbane as well. Brisbane was too hot.
Yeah, it's
warm. Was humid and it was the first time I saw like a big, I nearly walked into, there was like a spider's web on a branch that went into the path.
Yeah.
And I walked into it and I saw a big spider and I like had a panic attack and then looked around on the street to see if anyone had seen me do that. And they hadn't. So I was like, it's pretty cool. I just played it cool after that.
I wonder if it was a golden orb spider.
I think it was. It had less colours than this, but they look terrifying.
Yeah, they're very popular.
How are you with spiders? Do British people ask you this a lot? Do they ask about spiders?
And creepy crawlies and things like that. You don't encounter them that much, but I like them, and I also love all spiders. Redbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're dangerous, but really, you know, you need some dangerous creatures.
Keep you on your toes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you good at capturing them and moving them out of places?
I capture them and bring them in. I live in a giant web-based world. I work for a spider and I catch victims and bring them to her.
I had heard that.
She is hungry. I say stuff like that. That's my catchphrase. She's angry. I'm kind of a spider's intern.
Yeah. No, I get that vibe from you. Mm-mm. That's cool.
She needs to feast. And I'm jealous of her baby spiders. And,
That's an awkward dynamic.
They pick on me. They're like, you're not one of us. And I go, shut up. Oh, I did go recently back to North Queensland.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, my parents were friends with these farmers. I think they're like really rich. But I didn't know that as a kid because he used to piss on his hands to toughen them up. And he would tell me to.
What?
Yeah, he'd say, you want tough hands, you should always piss on them. And I was like. But it turns out he knew his stuff. He's like, I think they're doing really well.
What did he feel he was lacking with the hands that he was like, I need to piss on these a bit?
Well, you don't want soft hands and people thinking you're kind of, that you've never worked a day in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but what's piss going to do?
Just rough them up a bit.
How hard is your piss?
Well.
Riddle me, Ree.
Yes.
How hard is your, what's the chemical?
Well, you know about erosion. What about the rocks at the ocean? They've been shaped by the waves. So if you piss on your hands every day.
With enough force.
Yeah.
Like in jets.
And this guy had incredible hands. He's not going to A&E, no way. He's, the knife has to go to A&E. He's got really amazing, what do you call them, hands?
Hands, yeah.
I wanted to call them something, you can call feet like hooves, yeah. Look at these clenches.
Clenches is incredible. Yeah. Thick clenches.
Thick piss clenches.
Yeah, he was a cool Dutch farmer. And Eileen would tell me about, I was obsessed with Brutus, who's a crocodile, and it was 5 meters long.
Oof.
And so she was talking to me as if I was still, whatever, 10. And she goes, they found a croc bigger than Brutus.
That's so Australian.
Yeah, it is a bit.
I love
it
that.
It is a bit. To the crocs.
What are the stereotypes from where you are? So, like, obviously, northern stereotypes are.
Gravy drinking.
Really? Tight fisted.
Yeah. Poor.
Thick.
Ugly.
Yes. I'm saying those are the stereotypes. I don't agree with any
of
that.
Yeah. What are your stereotypes?
Yeah, Queensland is kind of very defensive, I think, because people will be a little bit snooty. But it's different. Like, people don't clock you because of your accent. Like, here, as soon as you open your mouth, they can tell what you're up to.
Mm.
And that's a big thing if you betray and you start speaking with them, you know, as if you're from London or something, right?
Yeah.
In Australia, there's not much difference. What would you call a free dress day or a day where you wear your own clothes?
You just got a non-uniform day.
That's what
it's called.
Yeah.
In Australia, we used to call it free dress day, but then people down south, you'd say, would call it Mufti Day.
Mufti Day?
Yeah. Oh, I've heard that. I've heard someone talk about Mufti Day.
Yeah.
Mufti Day sounds like
Mufti Day.
Weirder than free dress day.
Yeah, it does sound like there's something else going on.
Is there such a thing as a mufti?
I'd wear the uniform of another school. a mufti. That is, a mufti. A mufti is it's like a bunyip.
Oh, right. Yeah. Love that. Love a bunyip. Have you ever a bunyip day? Yeah, Do you ever have one of them? Yeah.
You'd have a bunyip night, I'll tell you. I'll tell you that for free. I mean,
classic. classic bunyip.
Yeah. Do you know what a bunyip is?
No.
Oh, that's like a folklore kind of animal that lives in the swamps. Just a bunyip, just one of these creatures.
It's a bunyip.
Maybe it looks a bit like
Fucking hell.
A bit like a moomin or something.
It looks absolutely fucked.
Do you have that? Are there northern creatures that they'd warn you? This animal's going to come around and...
No. There's something called Old Stinker.
Who's Old Stinker?
In Yorkshire. There's someone called Old Stinker.
Get a picture of Old Stinker up.
Yeah.
Old Stinker's more your standard werewolf kind of... Yeah, standard werewolf. That's the...
If you like, it's quite boring. It's just standard werewolf. Yeah.
Comes out of the swamp, but still got a bit on its back.
A bit of algae on its back. Yeah. So Old Stinker, could you get bitten by Old Stinker or become an Old Stinker?
I think you can become an Old Stinker.
No, I think it just mauls you.
Oh. Just classic mauling.
Oh, there's a picture here of...
Would you rather be mauled or recruited by a creature?
Recruited.
Ring it? Oh.
Sorry, I mean, I don't know. Please recruit me if you're listening.
I want to become an Old Stinker.
Shout out to Old Stinker.
Well, I think that covers the remit of the podcast.
Oh, should I say my favourite Northerners?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah. Ian and Amy, the host of this show.
Yes!
Who is the best Northerner? In your opinion?
I don't know.
That's a great question.
Northern hero. New segment.
The guy who invented the chocolate orange.
Really? Cherry?
Cherry.
Mm. Are your favourite Northerner?
There's a legend in Hull of this woman called the Bee Lady.
Oh, yeah.
But an old lady would stand in the town centre dressed as a bumblebee. She looked absolutely adorable and she'd always hold a bucket for charity. And you've got to give her so much money. Yeah.
Mm.
But she was a legend.
Yeah.
Or she was a brilliant scam artist. Do you know what I mean? But either way, I respect her.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw her driving a convertible, still in the bumblebee thing. It's not giving any of that money away to charity.
Like a Porsche, but it's like got yellow stripes painted on it for the bumblebee theme.
Oh, yeah.
You should go to Hull. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd like to. Are you a celeb there? Well, they'll build a statue of you.
I presume so. Yeah, I've not been back for a couple of weeks, so I presume that there is a statue now. Yeah?
I think so. Even if it's like a wood one for the time
being.
What
do you mean a wood one?
Well, it takes a while to, like...
I don't want a wood one.
Carve bronze.
Bronze?
What do you want?
Gold.
I think we're looking at gold, actually.
Really?
I think we are, yeah.
Yeah.
Expensive statue.
If you had a statue made of you, what substance would you use to create it?
Maybe, like, really compacted bread. Like, really squish it down.
Sam, what would you be made out of?
Probably bread as well, yeah.
Yeah.
And if I get in trouble, when I do get in trouble, they could toast me to punish me.
You can be cremated deliciously.
Delicious.
Okay, right. That's been our wonderful special guest for today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
You're so welcome.
Sorry for coming in. Sorry for being needy. Love the North. All Northern people should be excited.
I think we are. I think we all are. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Woo!
Oh, my feet are wrecking.
Ian, what's been happening in Ghoul?
Free compost giveaways!
Yes, 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 yes!
Get your compost!
Yes!
The East Riding of Yorkshire's Council's free compost giveaways are back with 6,500 bags of compost, and that's 75 tonnes, ready to be handed out to local residents throughout September.
That is brilliant news.
Yeah. The increase from 55 tonnes, that's an extra 20 tonnes, is a result of the sheer popularity of the giveaways.
Mamma mia.
Everyone running to East Yorkshire Council offices, give us some compost! Then being like thrown out like they're like Wonka Factory or something. But for compost.
Maybe one of them has a golden ticket.
Yeah.
And you get free manure.
Yeah, and they're usually...
From Jonathan Muir.
From Jonathan Munmure, living in a bed with all his grandparents, opening up a little bit of compost and seeing the thing in it.
Oh.
And then his granddad immediately gets up, starts doing a dance. You're like, I thought you were fucking old and infirm, but you're having a little dance. Your benefits cheap. The Bucket family were a bunch of fucking liars.
Charlie Bucket. I used to have a crush on Charlie Bucket.
Oh.
When I was
from which film?
Appropriate age.
Yeah.
When I was younger than Charlie Bucket, looking up to Charlie Bucket.
This must be the first one then.
One with, he's called Gene Wilder.
Yeah. Lovely stuff. Anyway, they're giving away composters.
That's brilliant. What would you do with a bag of compost?
Oh, Amy. I just don't know. Probably use it, put plants in.
Oh, yeah.
Probably put some...
You put plants directly in the bag?
In the compost bag. Seal it back up. See what happens. Just see it getting bigger as they're sort of growing. Yeah. What would you do with compost? Mm.
Do you know what? I think they'd make a lovely pillow.
Oh, yeah, it probably would.
Lovely sort of like memory foam. It's not sinking in. You'd sink into it and then it'd stay.
Yeah.
Compost is the original memory foam.
Mm.
Nature's memory foam.
Nature's memory foam.
Get a bag of compost from Goole City Council.
For free.
For free.
After a tour of the factory.
Get two bags. You got two pillows. Hotel quality. Mm.
Don't go in the compost lake.
What's that?
You get sucked up by a big thing. I was trying to think of what happens in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
One of them goes in a lake.
Augustus Gloop.
Mm.
He thinks it's a chocolate lake, and he gets sucked up a pipe, and then he gets stuck.
Yeah.
and then the Oompa Loompas
come along, rubbing salt in the wounds like they do.
Oh.
They see a workplace injury and they're like, "Here's a let's have a little sing-along about this, shall we?"
You should be doing documentation. You should be getting the accident log and writing this down, not doing your little songs and dances. Yeah, yeah.
Someone's having a heart attack.
Yeah.
They need immediate medical attention. They're like, "Oompa, dumpa." Yeah, for fuck's sake. call an ambulance. Do you reckon they still need to do the song?
At least call the ambulance and then do the song.
Yeah.
The song would still feel inappropriate, but I'd be happier knowing an ambulance was on its way.
If you pick up the line and go, 999, what emergency service do you need? And you just hear, oompa, loompa. Just send everything to the Wonka factory. It's going to take fucking ages. They've probably been brainstorming for 5 minutes about what rhymes with, like, artery or something.
I've got another puzzle for you. No, want you puzzle. I want you to tell me what's happening, medical emergency needs attention. Yeah.
This is 999. I'm not doing a fucking puzzle. Tell me what it is. I'm doing riddles again. Yeah,
bloody factory. Health and safety nightmare. Yeah.
Terry's chocolate orange.
But Amy, what's been going on in all...
Well, I've been reading with a heart filling with joy about Hull's most loyal tourist and why Hull has been his annual holiday destination for 32 years.
Oh, wow.
32 years. Rainer from Northern Bavaria has been coming to Hull every year and he fell in love with the English breakfast, Hullensian charm and the city's fascinating history. Oh, and look at his little face. He is an absolute joy.
He looks so happy.
He's so happy to be in Hull.
I'm willing to look past my immediate thoughts, which is there's English breakfast all over the place.
Yeah, but not as good as a Hull breakfast.
Oh, it looks. What's that little certificate he's got in the picture?
It's a letter received from the Lord Mayor of Hull to thank him for his loyalty to the city. I love it so
Get him on the pod. Get him on the pod.
I'd love to get him on the pod. He's absolutely delightful. So the article talks about how, you know, most people, when they go on holiday, they want beaches, etc. You know, but not this guy. For German tourist Rainer Schmidt, Hull is the only destination that keeps drawing him back year after year. Apparently started on a business trip in 1991, which quickly turned into a Yorkshire love affair, which has lasted 32 years.
Does he have someone he comes to visit as well?
No, he just loves the city. He has friends here now because he met some people at a party in July 1991 and he said within 10 minutes, felt like family.
I'd love to be around when he next is in Hull, then.
I think it's absolutely great. Can I just say that my mind did go, oh, there's a mistake here, when I read that he came to the city on a business trip in 1991 and now it's lasted 32 years, because I was like, well, 1991 isn't 32 years ago.
Mm.
But it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It is exactly.
But it's hard
exactly
to do maths in your head quickly.
But 1991 is 10 years ago.
Mm.
Is the problem.
Yeah, I think maybe both can be true.
I think both are true. So he's been coming for 32 years, over 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, he just seems absolutely lovely.
I wonder if he goes on any other holidays or if he just comes to Hull.
I don't know where else you'd want to go.
Mm.
Hull's got everything.
He must have, he'll have been going on holidays to Hull before the marina area was developed.
Yeah.
And he'll come back one year, guy do my usual stuff, and then he's like, oh, and the deep.
But the point is, he's excited for the regeneration. Yeah, yeah. He says loads of lovely stuff about Hull. Does say, and fair play, says British sausages aren't the best. So I always make sure to swap them for extra bacon. But otherwise, it's great.
I think I prefer a British sausage to one of those big old breakfast.
Do you really?
I think so. Some British sausages are lovely. I've got real pissed off by this guy, actually.
Actually, fuck him.
Yeah.
Well, he says that, you know, he says that they're not the best. He's not saying they're the worst.
What's he said nice about Hull? So far, all he's just slagging off the sausages.
All right, okay. Well, there's lots of nice that he says. I find northern people so friendly and warm. It reminds me of home when I'm here. I was invited to a birthday party by a colleague in Hull and I didn't know what to expect because I'd never met them before. But in only 10 minutes, they made me feel like family and that I was at home. I feel like I'm at least 30% British after my time spent travelling here. That's not how that works, but the sentiment is gorgeous. Yeah,
it's enough for me.
It's enough for me.
He is a northerner.
He's as northern
from
as they come.
North Bavaria as well.
Yeah.
He's as northern as it. He's double north.
He's double north. Then he says, you could say I've caught the Yorkshire virus.
Huh?
Uh-oh. I think that's chlamydia. The beautiful countryside and the kind people are what makes Hull great.
Wow.
He's got a point. He's got a bloody point. I was, if we're gonna do some clanging in the episode, I was talking to Johnny Vegas. Heard of him?
Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah,
a bit. And he was saying how much he loves Hull. He was like, I genuinely love Hull. I genuinely love that place. And he's like, you don't find loads of people sort of like enthusing about it like that. But he's a big fan of Hull. Maybe we get him on the pod.
Get him on the pod.
We get Rena Schmidt on the pod.
Let's just do a People of Hull episode where anyone can call in, say what they love about it. You can slag off one meat product each. And then that's it. Bonus episode.
That sounds great. Yeah, and that's... He's met the mayor, the Lord Mayor of Hull, City Councillor Calvin Neal, even joked that Rayner was keeping the city going through his contributions to Hull's economy. Rayner could not have been more delighted as he beamed throughout the lengthy chat. Oh!
He's beaming.
He's beaming with joy to be in Hull.
This is one of the rare heartwarming stories on this podcast because usually someone's like got injured or has done something wrong.
Yeah.
But all this man has done, he's come to Hull and loved it.
He's been loyal to a brilliant city.
And next time he comes, he'll be going home with a bag full of compost.
Give him two.
Yeah.
Give that man two bags of comp.
Yes, he's over the allowance now for his Wizz Air flight back to Bavaria.
And he's had to pay an additional charge of £380 to check in the free compost. But it'll be a little piece of where he loves, a little piece of Yorkshire soil.
And he can stand in his little plant pot and say to his friends, I'm in Hull.
Oh, that's adorable.
I'm in Hull.
Oh, no, you ruined it there. But
right, let's just leave it at that then because I feel like I'm having a breakdown now.
We've peaked. Okay. And with that peaking, with that love of Hull still swimming in our hearts and minds, that brings us to the end of the episode.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. Follow us on Instagram. Of course, we've been putting little pictures from the stories, if they're visually interesting. We've been popping them on the gram for you to have a look at. I tell you whose face is going to be front and centre. It's got to be Rena Schmidt.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What were you going to say?
The Queen.
The Queen. We might put the Queen up there if that's what you want, Ian.
Yeah, why not?
We'll definitely be putting the croc on there.
Yes. So the body of a crocodile.
The body of a crocodile will
the
put
body
that
of
up.
A German man, but alive.
Yeah.
And please, listen, please. Can you sign up to our Patreon or Apple subs?
Please sign up to our Patreon
for
or
bonus
Apple
content.
Subs. It sort of keeps, it's the backbone of the pod. It keeps the pod going.
Mm.
That little bit of money. We love doing the pod. Save the pod. Yeah. I mean, it's not going away.
You've
but
you've got to save us. These Rolexes won't pay for themselves.
These mini cheds are not cheap.
These mini cheddars ain't sucking themselves dry. So thank you for that.
We should have a tier on the Patreon that's the ched tier.
The ched tier.
The ched tier.
£45 a month.
I was going to say like 45p and it buys us a packet of mini cheds.
Oh, yeah, maybe that makes more sense.
Yeah, 45, for just £45 a month, we will do bonus content, ASMR of us sucking mini cheds dry as a bone, turning them into a pulp. And
people
then,
will pay for that.
And only then, swallowing it down.
Yeah. I reckon we're going to be making some money.
I hope so. Please sign up. And more importantly than that, thank you so much to our special guest, Sam Campbell, the only guest who has ever insisted in a lovely, polite way, but has insisted to come into the studio for the 10-minute chat.
Yeah. Just a quick phone call, Sam. No. He's coming to the studio.
He's in. What a pleasure it was.
Yeah.
Funny and boy.
If he can make that journey, you've got to make the journey to go see him. He's on tour.
Got to.
February, March.
If you can get a ticket.
Yeah, it's selling quick. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I do want a ticket, do it now.
You've got to do it now because also tonight is a Taskmaster final.
Mm.
And if there's any tickets left after tonight, I'd colour me surprised, I would say.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I don't know how to do that.
You'll work it out.
Okay.
Join us again next week for some more
Northern News. Hello, everyone. It's Ian Smith here from Northern News, the podcast you are currently listening to. And I'm here to tell you that I'm recording my multi-award-nominated solo show, Crushing, on Tuesday the 4th of June at the Pleasance Theatre in London. But I'd love to see some Northern News listeners there. We're recording this show. It's going to live online forever. So the more supportive a crowd, the better. Hope to see you there.